Debbie Ngaruapaka is kindly with us today. I'm not sure what part of the country Debbie's in today or where she's going to be for Matariki, but we'll find out, won't we? Tēnā koe, Debbie. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, tēnā. I'll be with you.
Oh,
I'll
cool.
Yeah. So I've arrived in Tamaki Makaurau. So yeah, can... tonight, then Papa Ioia and back home tomorrow night. So, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you this afternoon, Debbie. It's a pretty amazing time. This is such an incredibly important year. I know it's an election year, but for our people, you know, we've got some momentum and growth, and we need to maintain the focus and create even more opportunity for our young people, Debbie Ngaruapaka. So we can't understate the importance of this electoral cycle. And I know you don't dwell too much on poll results at this time of the year, but even so, some encouraging results that seem to be surfacing here, and some putting Te Pāti Māori prospects in at around 5%, which is staggering, really. A real David and Goliath sort of situation when you consider the pūtea available to other parties that Te Pāti Māori doesn't have. What would you say of how seemingly the party's tracking in June as we head to an October election?
Oh, look, I think, first of all, I want to meet all our whānau who have come out in the last 18 days. Awe and I have been on the road and up and down supporting multiple kaupapa from Taitokera all the way down to Taitunga. And we have had thousands. I mean, there's over 1,000 that came out at Manurewa Marae. You know, hundreds for gaming nights, hundreds for kaupapa during the rain and some of the coldest weather I've ever had in Kahununu. And I guess that is the poll, is that there is an absolute movement growing and we're being rewarded in believing in ourselves and the fact that we are all working and mobilising together. I guess we're being rewarded in that Tauiwi sense that polls are reflecting what we're already feeling on the ground, and it's really important. It's not even about being election year. It's really important because we are experiencing some of the worst hardship and poverty, homelessness, displacement that we've ever had, and we're up against a horde of people who aren't actually as big as they are, but they're 2% to under 50% of the world, who actually think that everything Māori should be undone. It should be reversed. We shouldn't have our own Māori House Authority, even though Shane Leti is the first to admit these Māori inequities. We shouldn't be having a Māori development or our own support, our own mana motuhake. So this movement, I think, that we're experiencing as Te Pāti Māori is actually about the pushback. And we must be really, really frightening some people, because I see that Mike Hoskins and his mate Heather have both written about us. And so, you know, I guess that's exciting for us as Māori, because against all odds, with everything that works against us, we're mobilising and uniting. And, yeah, it's exciting, and it's particularly exciting, you know, given that we're coming into Matariki Puhanga, whichever it is that you support. And nothing is able to take us down as Māori, and I think that's just the best way to start a new year, don't you?
Well, I do too, but I did note that Hoskin called you a rabid race-based party.
I just honestly, I'm sort of thinking to myself, 2021, this is the same dude who said, oh, they're never going to make it, they need to go towards ACT, they need to learn some lessons, and I'm thinking to myself, bro, you must be really teed with us, because you have to now use your own media and, you know, bow down to the fact that kaupapa Māori is exceeding anything that he and his ilk would ever have. I don't really give a shit what he calls us. I actually laugh and giggle to myself that he has to now do a 360-degree turn and admit that not only was he wrong, and not only did he, you know, have to suffer the humiliation of having to pay out JT, but he now has to suffer the humiliation of a movement that he has no grasp of understanding, and while his audience is, you know, effectively declining, ours with 20% under 40 is growing. So, you know, he'll be redundant soon. He'll probably have to go on the other, what do they call that thing? Bottom ground or platform or what. Yeah, it's your guest on that Zoom with Sean. It's exciting. I love it. I love that we're pushing back. And like you said, David and Goliath or Rangi and Moana, I love that we are pushing back and stocking it to the men, you know, or the man, who otherwise would have had us obliterated. So it's the most exciting political climate to be in at the moment.
Tēnā koe. I've been reading pieces that even some say it's woke New Zealanders who are voting for Te Pāti Māori. So, I mean, we're looking at strong support from our rangatahi for Te Pāti Māori, but also not just tangata whenua, who are supportive of the goals the party is advancing, speaking of, and wanting to get some traction on.
Well, I think that the thing is that, God, I'd rather be awoke than dead. But, you know, I think the thing that, you know, he's really, really, and not just those that are related and connected to the Graham Harts of the world, but I think that we want to change the tax system. We must change it because it was designed, you know, for the rich. And so what I guess is really interesting is that there are more, and I've been looking at it on socials. I haven't been on socials for a week or so, and I looked at it this morning. There's this real movement that just don't want to leave people behind, that don't want to have whānau and pain unnecessarily, and they know that governments can overnight end poverty, and that's what we're talking about. And I guess we're not worried whether we go to sit at the table as a government. We're not worried about you know, all the sorts of things that I think typical politicians worry about for 3 years, because we're worried about the intergenerational, you know, well-being of our people. And so there's a different thing that drives us that they can't understand. And I guess the exciting thing is that there's a whole lot of old people in Aotearoa, a whole lot of tangata tiriti, tangata moana, who share that vision, who actually just want to have a balanced, beautiful nation that we deserve to, you know, to be living in, our mokopuna deserve to be in. So going around the mutu, we've had a whole lot of our whānau come up. I think I should have charged for every selfie we'd have been in for our campaign by then. But we had a whole lot of tangata tiriti in the plains, come up in the street, at the grocery store, and it was really, really, truly humbling, Dale, that the support that people, they recognise us for the authentic voices we are, and they want to join tangata, you know, tangata whenua, and have a better balance in our world. People are getting really revolted by the shameless wealth and the rich getting richer and our people struggling more. And I'm really heartened by that. Because sometimes, you know, it's easy to forget that part of our nation. And so, yeah, I'm really heartened by the support. Excited.
Should be some support coming out this evening too, because while it's a celebration of Matariki, I know that Te Pāti Māori are going to be there too. Look, we've always gone down the track. When you get in the ballot box, that's up to you. Our job as broadcasters is to put people's thoughts on the table so that those who are listening in or watching can then make a decision about how they're going to go once they get in the ballot box. Once they're there, that's up to them. We've got no influence there, but I'm very happy to bring perspectives on stage so that our people can make informed decisions. And listen, if you were charging a dollar for selfies, well, already Waititi could only charge 20 cents. I mean, really. And you're not on socials. Even that's a bit strange to me there, Debbie Ngaru Apaka. Look, can I just...
It's been so full on, that's why, but yeah.
Hey, Hipkins has ruled out introducing a wealth or capital gains tax. A misstep by the Labor Party?
I think... look, I just don't think that the Prime Minister's in a position to say what he thinks... know what's going to happen, because he's not going to be, none of the future prime ministers are going to be leading on their own. They're going to have minor parties. So I think that the prime minister has been, again, poorly advised, but appealing to that, you know, they're all after the same 30%, but it isn't, we're not going to be able to have discussions if any of these prime ministers, particularly this one in government at the moment, ideal Aotearoa is to carry on how we are. and he said he would focus on bread and butter. And I, bread and butter starts, by putting bread and butter issues, starts by putting bread and butter on the table. So our Prime Minister needs to stop that lead. It's not realistic. He cannot carry on as they are. People will not accept status quo. There's far too much pain. He should have agreed to take GST off food. He should at least be talking about how to redistribute wealth by taxing, capital gains tax. And he just can't carry on with this arrogance of pretending everything's going to be okay after October the 14th. So I see Greens are reflecting the same. You just cannot pretend that the pain that our whānau are living out there is going to be able to be addressed by using the same tricks and policies that Labor have been putting out. It's just not going to work.
Well, you guys might end up working together if the cards fall that way. Obviously, the blue team has said, well, you guys eat too much kinna for us. So the most national party people don't eat kinna. And so,
The National Act can't even be discussed about this because they are funded, they are supported, and they are lobbying, again, for the 2% to own 50% of the world. So this isn't even in their sights. This isn't something that they have shamelessly stated that they will not be addressing the poverty and the pain in this nation. So, by rights, anybody that cares about anyone shouldn't even be looking in that side of the fence, which is why it's really more incumbent on those of us that want to represent a just, a fair, an equitable, equal society in Aotearoa, have to say that this is the change that's needed. Governments within a minute can stop poverty. They have the mechanisms, but they're choosing not to. And, any government that, and any solutions that we have to first and foremost go to the real heart of the pain, which is poverty. It's creating all the issues, the trauma that our people are living, the prisons that are being filled by us, the social complexities, the whole order issues. So we have to be puno and tika to why we're in there. And it has to be by stopping bringing out the very solutions that could end poverty and rebalance wealth in this country. We are a rich country. We just need to be able to be comfortable enough to share it instead of living off that capitalism rot. So I think the Prime Minister is poorly advised, but he's not going to be in a position to say that because he won't be having the same type of, dominating government and numbers that he's enjoyed in the last 3 years.
Tēnā, interesting stuff. I'll be looking forward to seeing you dancing in the streets tonight, sister.
Yes.
And I'm hoping, is it already coming along as well?
We're all there. In fact, you're going to love the stage. You're going to love the launch. And I'm going to love hearing your voice call out my name. And I think that's what, these doom, but actually we can see the change. We're all the country, probably the world, is celebrating Matariki. This is the most amazing thing because we get to reflect, we get to reset, and we get to do that together, and we've made the whole country stop to do that. And so I'm really excited about watching all the kaupapa and all our whānau that are out there coming together, the hotapu. But also I'm really looking forward tomorrow to going home and just quietly being with my mokopuna, appreciating all my blessings, saying goodbye to a lot of our whānau that have gone in the last year, but most importantly, resetting, for our new year. So looking forward to saying Happy New Year to all our whānau out there.
So am I. Looking forward to seeing you this evening. Thanks, Debbie. All the best to you and the whānau. Ngā mihi. Debbie Gardner-Whipaker.